This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, people. Come on, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website. One of the ways you support the show, a couple of ways to support the show, is buy the little trinkets that we have, right? Coffee mugs, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, water, I don't know, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff up there. But I don't want to go through this every time. Head up there, help out, be part of the solution again. Not the problem, but part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really helping out any way you can. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. If you've got people you want to drive crazy, just send them over to the show. I'll help you out. I drive my own friends crazy. It's okay. We can work on this together. You know what? We're in the belly of the beast here. I don't know if some of you know that, don't know that. We're in California. You know, the whack. Not all the people whack. A lot of good people here. But they're just not paying attention. And then they let the loons up in Sacramento run rampant. A former professor recounts her escape from political correctness. Now, she taught at the California State University in the East Bay for over 20 years. And she's published a book detailing how she escaped from the culture of political correctness on campus. You know, most of these people, they have an aha moment. They have a moment where they go, ooh, this isn't good. Which is always amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The East Bay professor wrote, what's the name of the book? Oh, How I Escaped Political Correctness, and You Can Too. God. It was just published by Dr. Loretta Bruning, who was a professor of management for over 20 years at California State before she left academia to launch her own think tank, now called the Inner Mammalian Institute. Now, through the Institute, Bruning spreads awareness of how people can build power over their mammalian brain to become happier and healthier. And she contends her new book is an extension of her thinking on that subject. Now, Bruning's aha moment came in the 1990s when she realized that she was lying to her students for fear of sounding right-wing. She writes that she didn't want to subordinate my life to ideological, you know, despotism. But she ultimately felt that she had no choice. How did I get in this mess? She said, I'm a grown-up. I'm a taxpayer. I read self-help books. How did this happen? Bruning said that she was inspired to write the book because she wasted too many years allowing political correctness to substitute for her own judgment. She said, I saw facts that conflicted with the prevailing belief system, but I questioned myself because I saw that people who question progressive assertions are ridiculed, shunned, they're attacked. Of course. That's the way they do it. You know what I think is funny? They call us bullies, right? They say right-wing people are bullies. They say conservatives are bullies. They say Christians are bullies. Who does the bulk of the bullying? They do. Right? It's really that simple. They do. When I saw how the political correct world view was affecting my kids, she said, I found the courage to take off the goggles and see life without it. It took time, she explained, but I learned to meet my own needs instead of relying on political correctness to meet them for me. I want to help others take off those progressive goggles. They don't work. Bruni argues that it's natural to be politically correct. Humans are social animals, and the pressure to conform is there. She contends that people can fulfill their, you know, intrinsic emotion needs without really resorting to political correctness. Well, look, you don't have to be on the same page. We can coexist. We can talk with each other. We can have fun with each other. And you don't have to coexist. Now, she said the political correctness offers a fast, easy way to pull yourself up by putting others down. Her book offers strategies that can be used to hack your brain so that you can trigger feel-good chemicals without needing to engage in political correctness. It can be hard, since some people are addicted to political correctness. She says that if political correctness brought you rewards in youth, you got wired to seek good feelings from political correctness and fear losing it. You're effectively addicted to political correctness, she declares. It's better than substance addiction, but the two often go together. New neural pathways are hard to build, but it's possible with repetition. So in other words, you can save yourself. I mean, she was at it for 20 years and was able to turn herself around. Bruni argues that escaping political correctness isn't about making a political statement. Instead, she argues that it can be well-intentioned people very unhappy in the long run, since it teaches you to be a powerless victim. I like that term. Teaches you to be a powerless victim. Whatever. It wants you to be unhappy because that's regarded as an engine of revolution. Political correctness makes you unhappy. Right? Because it sets up unrealistic expectations. They actually have you believing. The people in the left will actually having you believe that you can live in a utopia. That you can change everything and make everything wonderful. And I love my Christian friends that buy into that. I think it's hilarious. Jesus says you'll always have, right, the poor and the sick. You'll always have the poor and the sick. So in other words, poor and the sick will always be around somewhere. You cannot eradicate it. Unless you know more than he did. Unless it's something that you know that maybe he told you something while I was sleeping. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. And listen to The Real Side on GCN. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Yeah, listen to the real thing. Come on. What is that called? 2JO or 2G or whatever? There's a 2JO commercial on. You guys know I have a TV up over my shoulder, and that guy needs to be checked. He needs a different kind of medication. Nobody dances around to that. Look at, if he did that in the office, I would fire his butt. Yeah, well, that's different. We were married to each other. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the classroom, in the chat room, which is a classroom for some, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, some of you, if you're not paying attention or aren't paying attention, I'm going to be in D.C. next week. Come on down and say hi to me, all right? And It's, where is that? The Gaylord Hotel and Resort. The CPAC will be going on there for 2 or 3 days. Actually, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm hearing that President Trump's going to be there. But you know, the problem with that, I got to tell you, now he's done this to us like 2 years in a row now. So what happens is the Secret Service starts to sweep the place. Now, it's one thing for them to come through with the dogs, and you know, they check it out, and I'm like, okay. But when he's actually there, they make you leave. They come through, and they come through that fast. They don't tell anybody they're coming. And then it's like, get up, go, 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 go. And you don't say no. I found out one thing over the years. The Secret Service has absolutely no sense of humor. They don't even know how to smile, I'm sure. I think that's one of the prerequisites. You can't smile. You have to have your smiling muscles removed or something. Anyway, I always get a kick out of it. I watch them come through. And anyway, so always a pleasure to have you with me. You know how it works. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And I do enjoy being with you guys. I do enjoy the time you're spending with me. If you give me an email address, I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on. You know, on the show, who's going to be on, what we're going to be doing, that kind of stuff. Oh, you know what I blew tonight? Son of a motherless goat. And that was clean. You don't know what I forgot? You have no idea. The flag. I told you we could do it every Friday. But that's okay. I don't mind. I'll do it now. Right? Let me finish. Remind me. Shoot me with something if I don't do this. I got to finish the story. Right? So the professor out of California, she's, you know, you got to give her credit. She got out. She got out of the PC cleanup, out of the PC movement, cleaned herself up. And she called it being addicted. You get addicted to political correctness because that makes you feel good. But feeling good doesn't mean it's right. People take drugs, feel good too. Doesn't mean it's right. Right? When I was having a hot fudge sundae every day, I felt really good. Didn't make it right. You know? She goes on to say, if it wants you to be unhappy, because then that's the engine of revolution. If you're unhappy, you're going to fight, you're going to push back. But I got news for you. Happiness is temporary. It's fleeting. It doesn't stay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so here's the deal. One of our sponsors is a company that makes flags here in America. They don't put them together here and buy the pieces from somewhere else. They don't put the pieces together here and send them somewhere else. They have the pieces made here. They stitch them together. They're embroidered flags. They're, you know, sewn together. Good material. Everything is done here and in this country. And I think that's a big deal because I'm always screaming about doing it the right way. I'm always screaming about keeping Americans working. I'm always screaming about making sure that we keep our people working. I don't care about anybody else right now. I want to make sure. I really do. I want to make sure that we're doing it the right way, that we're keeping our people working. That's the way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's the deal. I'm going to stick with the number because it always worked out that well. 35th. The 35th email that I get. Not caller, because here's the deal. If you've been listening for any period of time, if you've been paying attention for 10 seconds, I tell you, we have an Android app, we have an Apple app. On the Android app and the Apple app, I'm not having my Apple app. You say that. Android and Apple app. All those applications, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take our polls, you can you know, buy stuff from our stores. There's all kinds of stuff you can do there. And during the show live, you can actually even watch the chat room that's up. And then you can click on, you know, email Joe or call the show. I mean, these are one-button touches for you. That doesn't mean I want you doing it driving down the road. I just mean it's a one-button affair. So you can just set up the email to say, send me a flag. All it has to say is send me a flag. And because I've done it late, you know, I won't announce it till Monday. We'll have to wait, go through the weekend. But the 35th email I get, I will send a flag to. And I don't care how many times you send me an email. I really don't. I don't care if you send me 35 emails. Doesn't make a difference to me. I wouldn't stop at 35. I'd go to 40, though. You send me as many as you want. You want the flag. If you're already won one, you can't win another one. Okay? By entering this contest, you allow me to use your email address to put into my weekly broadcast, weekly email blast. And you have to send, thank you. You have to send a picture of you holding the flag. If you don't, I'm going to be very upset if you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending with us and being part of it. I do not send them out of the country. You have to, if you want the flag, you got to be here in this country because it's too hard, too expensive to send them out. Again, I do appreciate the time that you're with me on the show, you know, all that. I really do appreciate it. All right. What else have we got? I have a whole bunch of stuff that I wanted to do, and I've lost my mind over this. Yeah, I got sideways with that. Let's see. Oh, this is always good. I always love these. Right? The Vestment Handbook reveals that anti-Israel group strategy on campus. Well, why is it? I'd like somebody to try to explain this to me some night. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but whatever. I'd like somebody to explain to me why there seems to be such a hatred of the Jews on college campuses. Why is that? I'm just curious. You've got these groups. Last I checked, Jews don't kill gays. Right? Last I checked, Jews didn't require you to be so stringent to a religious belief or else. I mean, it's just they're very welcoming people. They're very loving people. And yet we hate, is that how it works? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The election. I know. I shouldn't be happy with other people's demise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. Lots going on. Some of you complaining about some of the social media, audio, video, whatever it is. And all I can tell you is we don't have much control over that. I'll leave it at that. Let you figure it out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of it as a whole. Come on, go away. I hate when it does this to me. The charges today, the indictments, whatever you want to call them. Before I get back to this Israel thing, because I'm seeing some emails flying back and forth and what have you, and I got to say, look, this is not the end of this. This is going to be more. You know the devs aren't going to let it go. I don't know how Mueller's going to handle it. I don't have a crystal ball. So I don't quite know how Mueller's going to handle all this. You know what is but when you say when Rosenstein says there is no collusion, there is no interaction between Trump's team and known Russian agents. What's he going to do with that? He's already said that, right? So I don't know where you go from there with it. I really don't, but we'll see. It isn't over. It doesn't shut down. They're still looking into other issues. So my irritant here with the, like I started to say in the last segment, we've got some of these schools, colleges across the country, that are trying to boycott Israel. And they have this picture of a carriage, a baby carriage, with a missile headed for it, as if Israel's out there killing babies. That's their job. They're killing families. And I wish you people would do your homework. I really wish you would look at them, what the Palestinians do, what actually takes place over there. I'm sure the Israelis make mistakes. The Americans make mistakes. The government makes mistakes. And yeah, families do probably die. They probably at times bomb the wrong place. But I want you to look for real what the Palestinians have done over the years. I want you to tell me with the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that we've sent there, and I've done this story before, so I already know the answer to this. I want you to show me the schools and the hospitals that the Palestinians have built with the money we've sent them. Can't find any. Oh, you might find some one or two fake ones, but you can't find any thriving hospitals or schools that they claim that they're building with the money we're sending them, because there's no new buildings. There's none of this stuff. You should check it out on your own. Now, a Student for Justice in Palestine, the SJP guidebook, was recently leaked, exposing the group's plans to increase divestment activity on campuses. The divestment handbook released by SJP offers student tactics for starting a boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. According to the handbook, one of BDS's three main goals is securing a right of return for Palestinian refugees, a group now numbering 5 million from the original 750,000 since refugees passed their status on to their descendants. Additionally, the guidebook advocates granting Arab Palestinian residents of Israel full equality and ending the occupation and colonization of all Arab lands, as other goals of the movement, offering students 52 pages of material on how to achieve those ends. Do they explain to them or tell them or show them how the land, how it was divvied up, how it was put together, how the UN came up with all of this? So now what, we just take it away after all these years? That's it? Done? We don't like what you did all those many years ago? However, the guide first warns students about the importance of intersectionality, asking them to consider if there are more white students than students of color in their SJP organizations. Ooh. Race is always present in grassroots organizations. The guide cautions, are there more white students than students of color in your organization? Are the opinions of pro-divestment Jewish students valued over those of Palestinians? Are you tokenizing the struggles of black, native, or Latino students? You need to carefully engage with them. Women and non-binary folks do the busy and behind-the-scenes work, while men become the face of the campaign. The handbook continues stressing the importance of creating an intersectional student movement. Don't you love it? I mean, these people are amazing. They're going to use the face of the men, the white men, on the front end to push their cause, while lying and hiding on the back end, women and non-binary folks doing the behind-the-scenes work. Right? Susan Tuckman, director of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, Center for Law and Justice, told the Campus Reform that the handbook is very clever, thoughtful, and a detailed roadmap for organizing and carrying out anti-Israeli divestment campaigns on campus. You know what? If I was the Israelis on campus, I'd grab the handbook, and I'd spin it around, and I would use it for the Israelis against the Palestinians. Show them what it's like. Show them what it feels like. Now, it's shrewd because it doesn't yell or scream about how horrible Israel is. Instead, the handbook very, very subtly sends a message that Israel is an oppressive occupier of Palestine. Right? That it has the Arab land. Although many Palestinians, many scholars, many historians have come out and said that Israel's always, Jerusalem, it's always belonged to the Israelis, to the Jews. Right? And it was reaffirmed by the UN. And recently when President Trump said, you know, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, he's not the only one who said it. You already know this. We've already been through this. Similarly, Max Samarov, Executive Director of Research and Campus Strategy at Stand With Us, an Israel educational organization, blasted the handbook for revealing that SJP relies heavily on outside political groups. Now, its self-advertisement as an independent grassroots organization, in essence, is a lie. Right? If you're getting money from outside organizations, other anti-Israel organizations, how is that grassroots? I say that up where I live, too, because the Democrats say they have a good message. They have the right thing. I mean, they're killing us here in California. But they're actually bringing people in from other places to walk blocks, make phone calls, and that kind of stuff. That's not grassroots. If you got grassroots people from your area, people who want to walk and call and do that kind of thing locally, that means locally because it's a representative government of the locals. If you have to bus people up here, what does that tell you? Students for Justice in Palestine is a hate group whose aim, through the use of anti-Semitic campaigns such as BDS, is to demonize the state of Israel. Its people, its supporters, anybody who has any kind of love or respect for Israel is demonized in these things. Is this wonderful? That was good. That looks good on my shirt, doesn't it? It tries to paint the divestment movement as a movement of socially conscious people. She noted the message is that you don't join or support the divestment movement, then you're becoming complicit in violence or oppression. Tuchman concluded by calling the guidebook dangerous because students without sufficient knowledge could be taken by it. This is why I say you've got to check what your kids are learning in college. You have to check what your kids are learning in school. Ask them what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on sites like Campus Reform. Learn about what they're talking about, what they're being fed. I mean, seriously, look at this garbage, this hate, that's what it is hate. This hate that's being fed to them, it's not like eating too much food and you see it in the waistline. You won't know until you actually sit down and talk with them, and even then, they might have been taught to hide it from you. They might have been taught to hide it from the parents. Seriously, do not let this happen. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You know what? And as the song says, there are no freeways. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're almost there. Keep the emails coming. 35th email I get, we'll get a handmade, embroidered, made in America American flag. They're dyed here. They're put together here. They're sewn here. Right in this country. The 35th email. Remember, if you send me an email, if you send me emails, I get to use your email address in my blast program. I want a picture. When you get it, when you get the thing, I want a picture of you with the flag. I don't care if you're under it saluting it. I don't care if you're holding it in front of you. Just don't put it on the ground. Just don't have it touch the ground, because I'm not going to hear about how disrespectful people are. Mass hysteria is going on at the University of California, Berkeley. You know, it's really funny, and I know some of you are not going to appreciate this, but whatever. It's what's going on in this country right now. And it's funny, because I talked to an immigrant today. I mean, a legal immigrant. One who came here legally. And the person told me that they didn't much care for the way that Donald Trump conducted himself or what have you. But their businesses, they've gotten busier. The business has gotten better in the last year. That they, though an immigrant, a legal immigrant themselves, okay, was not happy with the way immigration was going. They were thoroughly disgusted at the fact that immigrants think that they can come here and they can immediately live off the government. It shouldn't be. If you can't come here and you can't add anything, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't come here. Wait till you get your act together. And that's coming from other immigrants. And some of you in the left would say to me, oh, yeah, that's because they're already here. They're safe. Well, they weren't safe when they first came here. Right? They actually were coming here for a better life. And one of them, before I could even say anything, right, says the same thing I always say, which is, when you come here illegally, when you come here breaking the law to begin with, how in God's creation do you expect for it to get better for you? Because you start off hiding. You leave a place to get away from the potential of being killed or hurt to come here and put yourself in a position and a potential to go to jail and then be shipped back to where you came from.
Yeah, that makes sense.
University of California Berkeley students are up in arms over a rumor that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent visited a resident housing complex under the premise that he was an Amazon delivery man. The alleged incident took place, alleged, as I said, alleged incident took place at the Casa Zimbabwe, commonly referred to as CZ, which is the home of 124 residents, is one of the 17 houses under the Berkeley Student Cooperative. Now, CZ House President Risa Estacio sent out an email with a subject line, trigger warning, immigration officer at CZ, according to the Daily Californian, it is unclear whether the incident was a raid by ICE or an attempted robbery. It could also be an entirely fabricated situation. Now, the Berkeley Police Department says it was never notified that ICE was at Berkeley, and usually there is a notification. But the students at Berkeley are freaking out anyway. Now, see, it's exactly what I just said a few minutes ago. If you weren't here legally, if you weren't playing games, this would be a non-issue, wouldn't it? And you see this happen up and down the state of California. Since the state of California will not conform, will not help, will not be part of ICE, help them in any way, then ICE is having to take the matters in their own hands. And there's nothing the state of California can do about it. Right? I mean, state of California screamed that it wouldn't do anything for the federal government because it was the federal government's job to enforce immigration. So you can't now say, as they're enforcing immigration, that they can't enforce immigration on California property because you just said they could. Make up your mind. Which is it? 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you guys get the notices that the DNC was actually fundraising off the shooting? The bodies aren't cold. People haven't stopped crying. We still haven't figured out quite what's going on. And the Dems are fundraising. Isn't that cool? Isn't that nice of them? And you know what? They're not only financially broke, they're morally bankrupt as well. When this is the way you go about it. See, they can never go down to that. It's their message. Because I'm tired of hearing, they don't have a message. They don't have one on gun control. There isn't any. The things that they keep talking about, we already do. You know, somebody talked about how Florida, you don't have to have a license. You don't have to have a state license. This is how they spin stuff, right? You don't have to have a state license to have a gun shop in Florida, you know, a special gun license. You know what? You got to have a federal firearms license, though. Think about that. You've got to have a federal, so you can't open a store without a federal firearms license. You can't even get guns in without the federal firearms license. So don't tell me that they're unregulated, because they have to be. It's federal law. On Thursday, the DNC blasted out an email signed by the DNC chair, Tom Perez, asking people to sign a petition which states, tell Congress take action to prevent gun violence. I'd like to know what they want. I never see that. They say you could do so by filling out your name, address, city, state, zip, and click on the donation you want to give. So I guess you have to pay to tell Congress to take action. I don't know. Goes on to say, chip in to help the Democrats take on the gun lobby. We're counting on you to help take the gun lobby and elect Democrats who have the courage to address the epidemic of gun violence. Really? Where was your courage in the first 2 years of Obama's presidency? Where was that courage? Right? And even all through when they say, you know, the Republicans were blocking them, well, that's because they were doing really stupid stuff. You know, I love the argument today by one Democrat commentator who said that, look, what was it? The no-fly list. What is so hard about that? That if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy guns. Well, here's the problem with that. There is no way to appeal being on a no-fly list. You know that? There's no set way to appeal being on the no-fly list. And do you know who else was on the no-fly list for a while? Ted Kennedy when he was alive. He was on a watch list. But it wasn't him. It was somebody who had used his name to do something else. I mean, you can go down a list of people that have been on that list. And what? You want them coming to your house and taking your guns away? Somebody calls you in for something, you get put on the no-fly list and it's all over for you? They just want more guidelines in place. It's really funny because you get mad at Republican conservatives who you say don't want regulations or anything, and then we're going, okay, well, we can give a little bit here, but we're not going to give you open license. And, you talk about a sickness here. See, they want open borders. We can't vet people coming into the country. We have a guy in San Francisco who, though he had a gun illegally, they let him go. Right? Because he was an illegal. They don't want him to feel bad or something. I don't know. And yet, law-abiding citizens, American citizens, you want to take guns away from. So you want to allow people in the country that could be a problem because, you know, look at, let's just say I agree with you at the rudimentary level. When they come in the first time, no big deal, right? They're just trying to get here to get away from the situation they're in. I get that. But when they've been deported 5, 6, 7 times, they've been picked up not just for being here illegally, because they've done something wrong and then they get deported. Really? They're not dangerous? You're still going to roll out the red carpet for them? You're still going to make it okay for them? Tom Perez writes in there, yesterday afternoon, a 19-year-old with a weapon of war walked into a majority Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and opened fire, killing 17 people, injuring many others. We have seen this happen too many times. It's not normal. It's not acceptable. This is not inevitable. It's long past for our leaders. Right. So, as you've heard from psychologists and alike, how about we do this? How about we work on the mental health issue? How about we work on what's going on with our young people and not blame the guns for everything? Because that's what you're doing. You're blaming the guns for everything. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she went to a candlelight vigil in Parkside, and she turns it into a political rally. Right? She goes on to say, we must hold other people's elected officials accountable. We must make sure that they hear us, the people behind me, that they stand with us on these issues, and we reelect the right people to take this back. I'm sorry. Debbie, what did you introduce in the first 2 years of Obama? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I will announce the winner of the flag on Monday. Remember, 35th email gets the flag. That's the best I can do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Have a great weekend and a great rest of the day. God bless.